You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
AP Sports, I'm Chuck Freeman. On the eve of the NBA draft, a huge trade between the New York Knicks and Brooklyn Nets. Correspondent Gethin Kubal has the details.
Two people with knowledge of the details say that Mikal Bridges is being traded by the Brooklyn Nets to the New York Knicks, where he will join Jalen Brunson and his other former Villanova teammates. The first trade between the New York rivals since 1983 will put Bridges in the lineup alongside Brunson, Josh Hart, and Dante DiVincenzo, players who helped the Wildcats win two NCAA championships. The Knicks will pay big to get him, with ESPN reporting Tuesday that they are sending the Nets Bojan Bogdanovic, four unprotected first-round picks, and one protected pick.
With those two New York City rivals making a deal in the NBA, the Subway Series was also going on between the New York Mets and New York Yankees. Mike Mancuso has more.
The Mets took game one of the Subway Series, holding on to beat the Yankees 9-7. The Mets built a 9-1 lead after six innings. They hit four homers off Yankee starter Gerrit Cole, two from Mark Vientos.
We've been swinging the bat pretty good. I feel like we're riding the wave. We're sticking to our plan, our approach. We talk about it before games, and feel like we keep doing this, we'll be dangerous.
Brendan Nimmo and Harrison Bader also went deep. The Yankees made it close late. Aaron Judge with an eighth-inning grand slam, his 29th homer to go with 75 RBIs. The Yanks have dropped 8 of 11, while the Mets have won 14 of 18.
Other interleague action, Detroit surprised Philadelphia 4-1. It was Milwaukee 3-1 over Texas. Bryce Wilson threw six shutout innings for the Brewers. Miami got a strong pitching performance in their win over Kansas City. Greg Eklund reports.
The Miami Marlins quieted the bats of the Kansas City Royals in their 2-1 win. Johnny Chirinos gave the Marlins five strong innings to start before A.J. Puck picked up the win in relief.
And everyone's down there throwing the ball well. And, you know, right now, you know, whenever they call our names to get in the ball game, you know, everyone's got the confidence to go in there and, you know, try to keep us in the game and help us win.
Puck was one of four pitchers out of the bullpen who combined to limit the Royals to just one hit. Nick Gordon scored the eventual winning run in the seventh after Royals starter Seth Lugo had departed.
Houston defeated Colorado 5-2. Arizona topped Minnesota 5-4. The Los Angeles Dodgers were in Chicago facing the White Sox. David Schuster reports.
Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman both homered as the Dodgers defeated the White Sox 4-3. Ohtani led off the game with his NL-leading 24th home run, with Freeman adding a two-run blast two innings later. Freeman then saw Ohtani give his team the lead for good with an RBI single in the fourth.
I think we've said everything we can since he's entered this league about what an amazing player he is. But when you come over here, you just never know where how a first year is going to go in any team. But I mean, sometimes you just got to step back and just appreciate a player like this.
Ohtani has now driven in runs in nine straight games, tying a Dodger franchise record. Six LA relievers combined for seven shutout innings as the Dodgers made it seven wins in nine games. As for the White Sox, it was loss number 60.
In the American League, Toronto ended a seven-game skid, 9-4 over Boston. LA Angels defeated Oakland 7-5. Tampa 11-3 over Seattle. The Rays now back at the 500 mark for the first time since June 7th. Cleveland outslugged Baltimore, as Craig Heist reports.
Jose Ramirez hit a three-run homer as part of a five-run fourth inning as the Guardians won their seventh straight game, outslugging the Orioles 10-8. The Orioles dropped their fifth straight despite hitting four homers on the night, including Gunnar Henderson's 25th. Gabriel Arias had 3 hits and 3 RBI for the Guardians, while Bo Naylor had 3 hits and RBI and 3 runs scored. Manager Stephen Vogt likes his team's approach.
This team believes we're going to win every night, and we don't look at our record. It's way too early for that. We talk about winning every day. We'll worry about tomorrow, and that's what this mindset has been, and we're going to continue to stay that way, and it's fun.
Pedro Avila got the win in relief. Cole Irvin lasted just 4 innings and took the loss. Emmanuel Clase pitched the 9th for his 25th save.
In the National League, San Francisco defeated the Chicago Cubs 5-1, San Diego 9-7 over Washington, and Pittsburgh down Cincinnati 9-5. The Pirates' Brian Reynolds extended his hitting streak, the longest in the majors, to 22 straight games. WNBA, Minnesota topped New York 94-89. Track and field athletes heading to the Paris Games will be competing not only for a gold medal, but for a first prize check worth $50,000 that goes with it. Texas A&M baseball coach Jim Schlossnagel is leaving the Aggies for rival Texas. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.